This is Circe Olson-Wessner, Executive Director of the Museum of the American Military Family, and this is our broadcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. I am talking to a bunch of overseas brats today at the Overseas Brats Gathering, which happens to be in Laughlin, Nevada. So stay tuned. Throughout this podcast, we will talk to many brats and hear many of their stories. So I'm talking to Chris Kyrios from Karlsruhe, and you have been to numerous overseas brats gatherings, reunions. What makes you come?
What makes me come to these reunions is that I have developed friendships with people that I did not even know in high school, people from other high schools, from other continents who were 10 years younger, 10 years older, and we have so much in common, and they've become my friends, and they live all over the country, and but we have so much in common, and that's the main reason I come, is to see these people who I've developed friendships over the last 10, 20 years, and again, we have so much in common, and it's also nice to come to these places and meet or go to new cities and do a little exploring. But the main reason is the people, and if you had asked me 20 years ago, did I have a lot of interest in meeting brats from other schools, I probably would have said no, but once I've done it, I have a great interest, and I encourage everyone to do that.
So I'm speaking with Pete Turner. So where did you go to school?
Michelin Kinderschwester.
Nuremberg.
Very nice.
High school, American high school in Nuremberg, Furth, Germany.
Yeah, I saw her.
What year?
Graduated 1962.
1962. So was your father then stationed there at Nuremberg? And
no, he was in stationed in Bamberg.
So what were you?
I was a dormy.
Could you tell me what it was like to live in the dorms in the school dorms, high school dorms?
I can.
Nuremberg 62. I don't have internet.
Very refining. We had one free night without study hall. Mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays was study halls.
Did you go home weekends?
If you didn't play sports, you did.
You went home.
No. It's time for football.
I played basketball.
You played basketball?
Yeah,
so you
stayed around. I had to stay with people living in Nuremberg. Whenever we were coming back, so I didn't get home much during the season.
Was it hard? Was it hard to? Did you get homesick, or were you so busy doing all sorts of stuff that it didn't set in?
It didn't set in. You don't think about those things. I guess the only thing you really miss is home cooking.
I would imagine so. Did you have who cooked for the dorm kids?
German chefs, German cooks, but we had a mess sergeant, American Army mess sergeant, and supply sergeant, and I guess they had a commander in that support company.
So now you're here at the Overseas Brats Reunion. How many have you come to, and why do you keep coming to them?
I'm relatively new to the group. I belong to Nuremberg Alumni Association, and we meet every 3 years. So, with the exception of two, I've not missed any. This is my third or fourth
reunion.
And I've attended a homecoming.
And so, what and why do you come? Why did you decide to come?
The initial venture was by insistence or heavy invitation by one of my friends, Terry Jorgensen. He has been probably 18, 19 years or maybe even longer.
27.
And he insisted that I come with him, and he didn't insist. He encouraged.
So, and you're not regretting them, huh?
Oh, no. I have met people. You know, I think that maybe Nuremberg maybe has at the max 7 to 9 people that come, not all the time. So you know, obviously we see them every 3 years, but the friends that you see here, they're all friends.
Right.
The people that you see here are all friends.
Murray State.
As you can tell, this is a rowdy group at 10:30 in the morning. So thank you. I'm speaking with Nora. Nora Barrera Keithley.
Yes.
And Daryl Wright. And so you guys have known each other for a while. Did you go to the same school?
No.
No.
We 20 years ago, we met at the Grand Reunion at the DFW Hyatt in 1993.
And so you've been coming to multiple of these overseas?
This is the 17th of these I've been to.
What brings you back?
And who they teach to play baseball?
See my friends.
Kids of the island. And then
it's pretty enjoyable. Like I said, see my friends, go some places I haven't been to before.
So none of the other islands had the
yearly vacation thing.
And you were talking about a mutual friend that's now dead.
Yes,
Jackie. Mm-hmm. And what about Jackie? Do you want to talk?
Well, she was her dad had been an officer in the military in the Second World War, and they were there when the Philippines fell, 1941-42.
When the Japanese invaded the Philippines.
Right.
And her and her family were taken prisoners by the Japanese, and they were interrogated and held prisoner of war. Maybe some torture, and she owned a restaurant later in life. She later married a Marine, and she was a very interesting person.
So, what was her restaurant called?
Ham and Eggs in Louisville, Texas.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were going to say she married a Marine.
She married a Marine, and he predeceased her, and she was an interesting person. She, you know, a bit crusty, a little hard to get to open up, but once she knew you, I mean, you know, especially, you know, in a way, she knew, you know, kind of a common background, because my father was an Army Master Sergeant, retired, and she kind of, you know, knew where she's come from, and she knew where you were coming from, you know.
Mm-mm. So you mentioned that her mother had been tortured, Jackie's mother?
Yeah, Jackie's mother was tortured. Her mom lost the use of her thumbs when the Japanese tortured her. Because they were going to torture Jackie, and her mom said, torture me instead. So she saved Jackie from being tortured by the Japanese.
Wow.
And her dad went from 200 and some pounds to, I think it was like 89 pounds.
And you said that she was never wanted to be hungry again.
Yeah, so that's why she made that, you know, opened up the restaurant. She vowed to never be hungry, go hungry again. And that's why she named, her portions are humongous. It was probably, 5 people could probably eat on some of those portions, her breakfast.
You ordered pancakes. Pancakes are the size of an automobile hubcap, and you stack of them. How big of that would be about? That's about 8 inches right there.
Uh-huh. A heart attack on a plate.
The biscuits would probably be.
Notebook paper,
a little bit smaller than a sheet of notebook paper and square, and again, probably about 6 inches high. Huge portions of everything.
Wow. So getting back to you guys, so you went to Neu-Ulm and Neubrook School?
Elementary and then Baumholder. Neubrook is outside of Baumholder. The school at Neubrook only went up to the 6th grade, and that's why I went with the 6th grade. And then at Baumholder, that's where you went if you were in junior high or high school, which they were in the same campus and same building.
Right.
And I was there for a year and a half of junior high school, and then we went back to the States, and then about a year and a half later, for some reason, they decided to send us back to Norbrook and Concern again, and I ended up doing about a year, and I guess about a year and 6 months, year and 7 months
at
Baumholder High School. And then Dad, he had 34 years at that time, and he was coming up to, you know, where they wouldn't let him reenlist because of age.
Mm-hmm.
And he retired when I was almost out of high school, and I finished high school at Justin Kimball High School in Dallas, but that's not the school I went.
that's what a lot of the brats say. So you have a bunch of stuff on your
Well, most of them are like schools in the States.
Okay, so you went to Japan in
Near Matsu and Tachikawa Elementary. elementary.
Okay.
And then we came back to the States, and then I went to
Laredo. I know you're looking at the Laredo stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, and actually, the first school that I was put in was called Saunders. I don't remember. I think it was Saunders. I'm just saying Saunders Elementary. And actually, it was a school for migrant children. But we came back to the States right when the migrant workers are coming back. Laredo's a border town. Wrong school. So then they realized what a mistake that I wasn't a migrant child, actually was a military Air Force child, and they moved me to Ryan Elementary.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to Milton and then Lamar Junior High in 7th grade in 1963, and right when Kennedy was assassinated we went to Korea.
Uh-huh.
And we're there from 62 to 64 to Taegu, Korea, where we lived at Camp Walker in an army compound.
So was that a DOD school in Korea?
It was. It was. Taegu American School.
Okay.
American Elementary School. And I was there for 7th grade. And then in 8th grade, we moved back to Japan. We're at Yokota.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Johnson Junior High and Johnson High School. So we were there from 64 to 68. And we came back to my senior year. And I graduated from Washburn Rural in Topeka, Kansas.
So, did you interact a lot with the kids, either of you, the host nation kids, like when you were in Japan or in Germany?
Oh, yes.
Did you guys do a lot of things together?
My last time in Baumholder, I was dating a German girl for a while.
Okay, I guess that is interacting with.
Yeah.
Well, I was in Girl Scouts, and in summer we would go to Japanese Girl Scout camp in the mountains, so that was really, really fun because we got to camp, you know, in tents on the mountains and all the stuff with Japanese Girl Scouts. Then one year we had a girl guide come from Pakistan, and she stayed with us at our camp.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so really cool.
Those are experiences that, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, ever have, you know, meeting kids from different nations. Has that made you more tolerant, more open-minded to have lived overseas and traveled?
In certain ways, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like made in USA. I'm not going to get into the dirty details of it, but you know, as I've told people, I was a temporary resident of a foreign country, and I knew that I was going to be not staying there forever. I made it a point to learn the language, learn the customs, learn how to do things, and of course, you know, German friends all want to practice their English on me, and it's been so long since I spoke German, I can't really do it anymore. And I have neighbors that have been in this country for 25 and 30 years, and not only can they not speak English, but their children who were born here can't speak English.
So it is.
And in a way, it's a little irritating.
So I can see that. Any rate, I wanted to thank you guys. I'm going to hit up a couple more people before we go, but thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye. So I'm speaking with Peter Grammer right now, and he's another Carlsruhe alum, and he graduated well before I did, but for some reason I think I've always known you, and I don't know whether you were a legend in the school or whether it's because of Facebook, but I even recognized you in the parking lot, and I've never seen you. I go, oh, there's Peter Grammer, and maybe it's, I don't know. But at any rate, so how many of these reunions have you been to?
This is my 15th.
15th
frat gathering, right.
Now, you have a large family. Do any of the others come to these?
No, I'm the only one.
The only one. So what brings you here?
Actually, one of my classmates, Gail Butler Newchurch, tracked me down through somewhat questionable methods as far as legality, you know, when it comes to Social Security number and that kind of thing. But anyway, she managed to track me down. And got me involved. Let me know that there was an organization for overseas brats and that Carlsruhe had its own alumni association. So I went to my first brat reunion because of her in Denver in 1989, and I've been coming to them ever since.
So she's not here. So does she?
No.
Does she usually come, though?
She's been to a few right now. She's got her own health issues, and she's been dealing with some personal tragedy, so she didn't make it this year, but she's been to a few.
Well, so let me ask you this, since we're on this subject. You're a brat.
Mm-hmm.
You are a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And you work for the Department of the Army as a contractor, right?
Correct, yes.
So why did you never leave the military upbringing of you? Why are you running in those circles?
Okay, well, it's because of the military, because my dad was stationed in Germany, that I got adopted and got an opportunity to come to the United States and become a United States citizen. And one of the things that our parents, they adopted 12 of us, but they always instilled service to the country, love of the country, and service back to the country, because as citizens, we owe the country. And so everyone in the family, all of us, had to serve some time in the military, whether it was 3 years or you decided to make a career out of it. And I just had such a blast doing what I was doing in the Army that I said, hey, I'll do this for at least 20 years to get that retirement check. You know?
Wow. So all 12 kids went into the military?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Different branches?
Different branches. Every branch except Marine Corps. We don't have any Marines in the family.
Wow. So what was it like growing up in military housing with 12 kids?
It was kind of regimented. My parents were disciplinarians, and it was regimented, but I mean, it was regimented for a reason. It was, you know, so that we could have order and keep the house, you know, keep the quarters clean. And
but you couldn't stay in one quarters, right? They had to be
more
than?
Yeah, we had two. We had a three-bedroom on the third floor, and then we had the eight-bedroom maid's quarters on the top floor, you know, with the hallway that's like a bowling alley lane.
Right. So which street did you live on in Carlsbad?
We lived on Tennessee Strasse. About two buildings up from the BOQ, because they had the BOQ for women and right. another BOQ for men.
So I lived on Rhode Island towards the back, too, by the officers' club. And mm-hmm. so I was, and I know the maids' quarters, you know,
yeah.
Interesting. So are you the older or the younger half of the 12? Or
I'm the second oldest boy, and I have three sisters that are older than that.
Okay. And so now, of all your brothers and sisters, they all were in the military, and mm-hmm. I know one, your sister is still...
The youngest one is still on active duty.
Yeah.
She's a two-star general.
Right. So none of the others are active duty?
No. We're all... Yeah, we're all kind of old for... Nadja was the youngest one. Nadja was still a toddler when I joined the Army, so...
Mm-hmm. Very cool. So, at any rate, I know you... had a long drive yesterday, but mm-hmm. you're happy to be here, and
yes.
you're going to spend the weekend with your other brat friends.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me, and we'll talk later.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So once again, this has been Circe Olson-Westner, Executive Director of the Museum of the American Military Family, and this has been our podcast, Schooling with Uncle Sam. We've been at the Laughlin Gathering of Overseas Brats.